Klal Yisrael not to, to refrain from certain zachen on these on Aseres Meitshuva, L'mashal Pasakum, Samach B'chol Yisrael. It's just good to I have a campaign against Amaratzis. I don't know it for myself that the people Amaratzis are happy with it. I'm an Amaratz, but Chacham, I'm not happy with it. So I would like to work towards not being Amaratz. So towards not being Amaratz, we should first, before we get into the logic behind, we should, what's the source? Where's the source that you do extra things? It sounds strange. Do extra things. I am who I am. I fake it. We'll discuss the reason. But I like no source. I think a bacher shouldn't be in Amaretz. He shouldn't do, okay, that's what my father told me. Should want to know where, who state, what does it say, how does it say. So the source of this, any chumrah, is Yerushalmi. The Torah brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, I have it in front of me, a quote, Yerushalmi is in Shabbos, in the third parak of Shabbos, and it says that Rav Chiya commanded Rav. Rav was Rav Chiya's nephew. And Rav Chiya told his nephew that if you could eat all year round vitari, you should do it. All year round, you could be makpit, eat vitara, not to get tamei, so you should do it. But even if you can't do it all year round, do it on the 7 days. A very vague thing. He doesn't say when he's talking, but those 7 days, eat vitara. And the Rav Yah says that, the Rav Yah is a great Rishon, says that we have a Kabbalah that those 7 days are the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What he meant those 7 days is minus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the other 3 days are Aseres Meitshuva. And he was saying those 7 interim days to be noig the extra Kedusha. And the Shalom HaKadosh writes, based on this, that Hasidim were noig to eat in these days Chulam B'tara. So that's where we learn that you should be noig extra in Yonim of Kedusha and Tara on these days. There's a minhag, some people go to the mikveh extra on these days. And the Shalom brings actually that for us the Ikar Tara is a limud haTorah. You should learn more Torah on these 7 days. You should make Gedarim special things. Think you would go a certain place which could cause bad thoughts. You don't go on these 7 days. There should be an extra. You learn from this Yerushalmi an extra Kfad of Tara, the third parak of Shabbos. Rav Chiya commanded Rav to be noig with extra Tara on these days. And that's what we learn in Yonik Tush and Tara, different in Yonim Chasidus, that we're noig B'davka on these days. B'davka Pasakum, which is usher, not to have a shaykhis to the guy, B'davka, that people are makbid on. Cholavakum. So that's the source, the halachic source. Yerushalmi and Shabbos, the third parak. The shayla is though in Lamdas, in Svara. In Svara, the shaylas and svara, that what's the pshat? I am who I am. What's the pshat for a few days? I act frumer. I keep chumras. What's the pirush? What am I doing? That for a few days I act frumer. What's the move on? So there's many ways to say it. We have a makaria. First, we need a source. Before I get to lumdus, I like knowing the pshat. And the source is this Yerushalmi. But now, what's the lumdus? I am a fooling Hashem. So everybody tzushtal, it's not my tzushtal, everybody tzushtal, before visiting there, you clean up. Even though the parents know you're going to clean up, but they expect, there's a certain expectation. I want to discuss it.
Do you agree with that or don't agree with that?
I want to understand it. Even that, even if you
so
do that.
It's exactly
I want to understand it, even there. It might be the pshat yer also, Daniel. I want a reason, I want understanding. What does it mean I act from Aseres Meitshuva? What's the pirush? I know I'm not going to hold it, if I'm going to hold it at that level. To change Aseres Meitshuva, Daniel, I have no shayla. But what's the pirush? What's the pirush? I want to know the yer also, Daniel. Is it valid? You can sush tell yer also. It looks like you're fooling the parents. You know the parents know you're fooling. What's the pirush? Basherusham. So Yitzi said, this is the way you are now. Some fool, but I plan. Basherusham is the pshat that you plan on being on that darga. This is not where I am now. If I'm in my mind thinking, if Yom Kippur, I'm not staying there. So I'm not there now. Because I plan on leaving it.
Right now,
that's not cool,
no,
that a darga. A darga is. Tom, yes, why? I agree with him. This is the source. Now you know the source, Titi. I want to know why. I want the svaras.
No,
I'm not on that darga. One second. But I'm not on that darga. I want to know the svara, but I'm not on that darga. I agree you should. I agree with Rakes, ma'am.
Don't
I just.
Because as you are not.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it because I'm not that now if I plan on leaving it. There's no such thing that I'm honest and that if I plan on if I didn't plan, I don't know. The pshat is I hope to stay on it. Then Basher Rusham, by Yishmolus, he's judged the way he is now. If I'm on a darga that I plan on leaving, that's not my darga. Misvara is that my darga? But yeah, sorry, you have it, then Avi, one second.
Every listening day, there's a speech before the night before, he says that their parents are already paying up, but showing them New York for job is the game. You don't go just to the slot, you go just, well, even though the boss knows, you're not going to do like that. He says, on your best behavior, when you like.
So there's one shot what David said. I want to offer two ideas. The two ideas. One of the David said, we'll get to Avi in 1 second. Avi always has smart things to say. 1 second. Just wanna. No, I mean it's probably the best stars and shit. No joke. But I would like to expound a little on what David says, which is one shot. The mushal with camp, the mushal on a date. A guy on a date acts a certain way. The girl knows he's never that perfect. He's never that careful. There's one pshat, Rabbi. He said, "Bachar in this yeshiva, I have fought, and I'm still going to fight like cats and those. I have a fight with the bachar yeshiva. Bachar, I think we have tremendous bachar in Waterbury, very special bachar. There's one area that I've been fighting for 5 years since the yeshiva began, and I've gotten killed. I'll tell you like this." When our Bachram date, so many of the guys decide on day two, this is who I am. So, Avada, they wear hats and jackets by davening, but I'm not going on a date with hats, and they go in plain clothing to the date. I promise you that I've gotten calls. I got a call twice it happened that the guy just left their house. They didn't even come back from the date. And the prospective girl's father called me up in arms. What's with it? They called me twice it happened that I was called up, and I'm sure other parts of it had the feeling.
He wasn't wearing
a hat and jacket. Now, I want to explain. I the guy's tying it. This is who I am. I wear by davening. I don't go around. The pirish is this. What? I should start. The pirish is like this. The pirish is like this. I want to explain, Yaakov. I want to explain. The pirish is when a person comes Yom Kippur, does he get there? Roshani Yom Kippur is we're lifnei Hashem. We're in front of Hashem. There's a respect, Parshat Pshat, because we're close to the Rebbeinu Shloim. There's an akud of a chassidus, extra things we're noyig, because when you're lefnei Hashem, it's mechayev certain actions. It has nothing to do, it's nothing to do with later I'm going to go lower in darkness. I'm not going to be lefnei Hashem. You have to know, you have to know there's a bechina, lefnei Hashem. There's a bechina, you're entering in front of Hashem, you like it or not. The time this man is going, I'm a person, I don't want to enter, I'm afraid to go in, you're going in. Lefnai v'lefnin. We read it, we heard it by Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that since it's a Zikarain, it's ki lefnai v'lefnin dami. You thought it was Stam a cutesy. You thought the Gemara was Stam, I don't want to joke because I want you to hear it, so it's important to me. The Gemara sound like something cute. That the Gemara says when you blow the shofar, there's enketeg and asenegar because kilufnai v'lufnim. Let's focus in. Because lufnai v'lufnim dami. Since it's lezikarin, it has a din of enketeg and asenegar. It's kilufnai v'lufnim dami. Is the pirush that this man shofar calls upon his man? That's a reality. A guy can choose to sleep through it. He can close it. Ignore it. You're lefnei Hashem in this man. That's a metzias, a reality. A person could just try to just ignore it, but he's ignoring what's real. That in this tkufa he's entered lefnei Hashem. The behavior lefnei Hashem has to be. It'll be a chutzpah not to be different. You're lefnei Hashem. It'll be when a guy walks into the king. A guy walks in lahavdil. A billion adults walks into bush. Respects mechayim, a different behavior. It's gnei was dasi suggesting to Bush, I always act this way. No, being in front of you caused me to act differently when I'm not in front of you. On a certain level, certainly we're always shvisi Hashem lenegdi summit. But on a certain darga, dear shu Hashem be matzai, call him when he's found, be yaisai karev. On a certain darga, the Rebbeinu Shem is here now. Like it or not, it's a reality. Now, it's hard for us to comprehend, because Rebbeinu Shem is more here. I'm not coming to tell you exactly how to visualize it. The Rebbeinu Shem is more here. Lufnei Hashem Tataru. It's a greater bechin. B'yoyisei Karev. It's Pesukim. Dirshu Hashem be Matzai, when he's found, he's always found. Somehow there's a greater Bechinul Fnei Hashem Tetaru. The Kavod's Mechayiv, a different behavior. It's not a faker. It's not the pshat I plan on changing afterwards. I'm full. I'm the Fnei Hashem. When I leave Lahavdil, a billion zillion Abdullahs, infinite Abdullahs, when I leave Bush, it's not a hypocrite if I don't act the same. I'm in front of Bush. So guys in front of a Rebbe acts a certain way. It's not a hypocrite if he changes later. That's the kavod's mechayiv. Sorry, that's kavod. The kavod of a person's mechayiv a certain behavior in front of the person. The kavod of a chaver, the kavod of a person. It's lahavdil kavod of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. This zman is a zman l'fnei Hashem. Our actions have to change. Because the reality that we're more l'fnei Hashem. Be naiv with more kedusha when you're so close to Hashem. Be yosei kavod, you're not going to be naiv with more kedusha. And if you don't feel it, then gufa living the reality of more kedusha will help you feel it. Again, because we know the principle, chitzonis meiris hapnimius. If you feel it, ashrecha. If you don't feel it, you're normal, you're like the rest of us. And what you should do is act with more kedusha and you'll start feeling it. Say to yourself one time, Rabbi say, one time in the next few days, till after Yom Kippur, say, it's a seis metshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and don't do something. One time, one zach, it's l'fnei Hashem. Be yosei karev, the Ribbono Shel Olam is more close. As I say, psukim. So one bechina is just the pshat, the kavod. When parents come visiting, they hate the tzush. It's a good seer, it's a good picture. Of course, you have to clean up more just because they're there. They know when they're not there, but the kavod, it's respect to them. When I tell a bach on a date to dress in clothing, a bach in this yeshiva, I got two calls, I told you, on the third, Kevin and I were fighting with the guy. A bach was like this, he's already engaged, the girl wanted him, and the parents broke it off. Because the bacher didn't dress like a mensch in front of the parents, so they viewed it, the apple, don't hit it this way, because it can get on the table. Thank you, sweetie. Hit it side, perfect. He's a very good hitter. Now you can smack him, if I'd let him swing all the way. But the word is, that the same with this dating, the parents took it, right? Kevin and I were involved trying to put it back together. They wouldn't listen. We spoke, literally each of us spoke for a couple of hours. Yeah, the father broke it, he made it, didn't let us grow without it. The beauty was this. Pardon the word. He viewed it, I'm not getting involved, he viewed it as disrespect. He viewed it because he wasn't respected.
Wait, you think his daughter is God?
No, daughter be God. Not his daughter, to him. To him. It wasn't respect for him. A guy goes to him, he deserves respect. You dress up to see the respect. There's respect in our circles.
You respect
in
our
circles. Okay. Hold on. But the kids, I'm not coming to fight you about dating. We'll fight in 3 years. Did somebody get hurt? But the word is, Yaakov, careful. I don't want anybody to get hurt, sweetie. But the word is, the Yisrael verb, I'm not getting involved now in that, at some debate, that we have time to fight about. But what I am pointing out is the respect to the respect to the prospective person is to dress up a certain way. It's not a faker. That's the kavod. It's mechayev. By davening, you dress up. So you're a faker. You wear a jacket. It's kavod l'fnei Hashem. It's mechayev. This man, that's what they get in our heads. I'm repeating this idea because I think it's so essential to have in our heads that we're more l'fnei Hashem now. The actions have to be different. If you didn't change something, if you didn't act more from, there'll be a tremendous chutzpah. In front of Hashem, you act the same way. But at Kaviyach, it's always l'fnei Hashem. And those gedayim that are zeicher, shvisi Hashem that is something. And as much as we're zeicher to that, of course our actions are different. But there's a greater b'chin l'fnei Hashem. B'yoisei kariv. That's one pshat. Pasha pshat. Your actions to be more exact when you're l'fnei Hashem. Pshat one. Maskim, Mendy, we have to live it. We live it not by feeling. We don't say, but I don't feel it. I know we don't feel it. But at least through the action, we'll come to feel it. I guarantee you that if you certain things, you say, I'm not going to do it because it's Hashem's close. I promise you, after time, you'll start feeling that Hashem's closer now. The action will help bring the reality. We're far from the reality because people around us don't live the reality. It's very hard. We weren't trained this reality. There were Yidden who would shake during the Yom Kippur. There's Yidden today. There's Yidden in the mirror that I know of that don't talk. Now, this might sound extreme. They don't talk from a Shechayi Shalat Lefti Yom Kippur. The Yidden I know of very well don't talk. from a Shchodesh Elul, because a Yid I know close to, he has 10 kids, can I know, he's written 40 Svarim. He doesn't talk much. The Yidin who feel it, they live close to Rabban Hashem. Ayiv Chaverim who feel it, who live, they're different during these 10 days, they feel it. Something in their body, they could feel it. There's such a thing. Our Dargis are not that way. Our Dargis was struggling to make it a reality. But the way to start coming for it is by saying to ourselves certain things I won't do. But don't just do it, okay, I don't need bread, cute. Think about it. I don't need bread, I'm Lufnei Hashem. I don't do that. What?
What does that mean?
That there's more of a
shortage.
Yeah,
the quality is strong. Almost every night they say it's 100% mutter to eat it during the year.
I'm not getting around the specifics. I could have given that long time. Maish, I'm not coming about to get to pass him. Ask your father to tell him
that. You're a better person during that.
I didn't say a better person. You're doing things because of Nash. I'm not getting into specific comments.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. My mother wants to do
the Nash and do it. It's a minute. Even if we have the wrong reason. Let's do it and let's do it for the right reasons. That's reason number one.
What does that apply to?
The reason number two. I'm not coming to that. Reason number two is like this. There are two types. The different reactions when people are told truth that's above where they're holding. There are three types of reaction. People are told the MS and it's higher than what they're holding. There are three reactions. There's one reaction to market. It's beyond the Isai market. Anybody firm with them is a fanatic. Anybody less firm with them is a bum. I need to make myself perfect. So anything too high, I mock. It's one possibility. There's another person who's not that dumb to mock what's higher than him, but he can't deal with it. It makes him crazy. So he has to choose to ignore it. He doesn't mock it, but he has to ignore it. He can't think about it. He doesn't want to learn about it. He doesn't want to learn about loftiness. He doesn't want to learn about high darkness in life because it scares him. It's too overwhelming. I'm not there. I can't be there. I can't see myself there. So he doesn't want to hear about it. He shuts down. Don't tell me about it. That's true. Sometimes that's the most sensitive of the three people. He's a very sensitive. He's a big neshama. I remember my Rebbe, my parent, didn't allow a certain bacher into shmuzim. Because when this bacher would hear dargus, he would go crazy. The bacher fasted for weeks. He ate here and there, but literally fasted for tkufas. He had to go to the hospital. The bacher had trouble hearing high dargus. A lot of different issues. The right parent would stop letting him go to certain shmuzim. The type of person who's very sensitive doesn't mock the truth. The truth that he's not holding by, he's not healthy enough for it. So it just makes him crazy.
He's extremist.
Maybe it's an extremist, right? It's a degree of unhealthiness, right? So that's the second. The healthy person, the Derech HaMemutz says as follows. The person hears high dargis, doesn't mock it, doesn't ignore it. He soaks it up and he says, let me head there. I don't know if I'll get there or not, but I want to hear it, I want to know it, and I'm going to get the ship started moving in the right direction. Will it get there or not? That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we'll see. I don't know, but I at least want to hear it. I want to absorb it. The knowledge of such madrigas alone, I want to get my ship pointed in the right way. So the second nekuda of Aseres Metshuva is that we try to absorb dargus. We try to comprehend madrigas to get our ship. It's the beginning of a new tkufa. After Yom Kippur, the person has a fresh slate. So he wants to get his ship going the right way. He knows at this point I'm not there. I was asking Yitzi, it's hypocritical. The pirush is that I want to absorb the truth. I want to get a picture of it, a taste of it. And I want my ship to head that way. I know I'm not there right now, but I don't want to ignore reality. I don't want to. I don't want utzbirad mochaytei. Somebody tries to jump madregas is a sinner. I'm not going to claim that I'm going to be there tomorrow or the next day, but I am going to claim that I'm starting the trip. The mahalach hachayim, oyer chayim lamala lamaskil. The oyer chayim, the way of life, lamala up lamaskil for the smart person. I'm going to start that path of oyer chayim lamala. So Aseris Metshuva is the pshat, the person is putting his ship in this direction, and he lives a few days, is the pshat that he's saying, I'm makir these dargas. I'm makir, there's a level of tara, there's a darga, I'm not doing this, not doing that, it's inappropriate. I can't say I'm going to live there right now. But I want to stare it in the face. I want to taste it, and then I want my ship headed in that way. It doesn't mean tomorrow or the next day. That's the second idea. The third and final thought or shiva that I wasn't going to say now, just share. I don't want them to hear it and to say that I'm not arguing on their shiva. The Shiva says it. There are other malachim. The third malach the Shiva always goes with is the aside. That this is the foundation. You put more cement, is stronger than the rest of the building. So he wants to tell you the rest of the year is built on the beginning. Toiv achmas davar mirishisai. The end of something is good from the beginning. The beginning is the foundation. So you better have a good foundation. It gets the rest of the year gezun. Going gishmak. Just as a mashal, the mashal, the Rashid doesn't say it's mashal, the mashal I have. I think that, I don't know for sure what idea to give him go, that's why I wasn't Meyerfana. Because I'm not clear, you have to ask the Rashid what the shat pirish is. But maybe like the idea is you make a chasna. The whole life they're going to dance with a band. It's like, oh, it's a fake. The beginning of marriage is with a whole band, everybody singing, dancing. You go through life, nobody's singing and dancing. You go through life, you have to make a good special home. It's talk a life for song and dance. You have to do it on your own. People don't come over to dance with you. I see you bring them into your house. But the pirush is that the excitement at the beginning says well, the process you're icing in is special. So we have a process of more heated Avodas Hashem. It's like our way of singing and dancing at the beginning, an intense Avodas Hashem. Some have expressed that all year we're going to do a little more mildly as chashuv. So now we do it in an excessive way, an extreme way. Mashuv kazeh. Yeah, something like that. But the two things that we have from the Shiva. The two things that I want to share today, just to review. To summarize in one sentence or less, so we can remember it, is the Lefnei Hashem. Is Lefnei Hashem. To keep in mind these days, extra bechinah of Lefnei Hashem, to try to live up to that. As best as we can, and if we don't feel it, to do things that will help us feel it, that it's more Lefnei Hashem, I'm more careful. I won't do that. Hashem's more around Kaviyachal. Hashem's always around. There's a greater care of us Hashem. When I say more around, Rabbi says, I don't want to be happy because Hashem's always here. There's a greater love. It's a great, whatever it means, Hashem hugs us harder now, brings us closer to Him. The relationship is stronger now. That's one, and that's mechayev a certain respect and a certain behaviors. And the second thing to that's easy to remember, Lefnei Hashem, two words to remember it. And the second thing to remember is that we can conceive truth higher than we're beholding. And we're willing to work towards it. We're going to be that healthy person who's on these days of Shana Yom Kippur, we're sitting in Shana Yom, it's so heilig. And we have a picture of heiligkeit, and we're going to try to get our ship there. Even if we're not holding it right now, we're not going to ignore it, we're not going to mock it. We're going to try to head towards it. So right now we're like getting the picture for ourselves. And right now we're saying we recognize what we should be holding, and we act that way, Aseres Metshuva. And the rest of it, we're not mocking it, we're not ignoring it. We're simply, the Baruch Shalom, setting our ship on the path towards it. That's the two things I wanted to share with you. I have one ha'ara to end with. That's Ad Kana's speech. There's one ha'ara, we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu every day. And I think this myself every year. That what's the nature of Avinu Malkeinu? It's like Shemakat, Bakosh, Hashem. That it's easy to get very into it. But I find myself, I don't know if the other finds this, I find myself swallowing up Avinu Malkeinu, I get like to the thing. So the Avinu Malkeinu I swallow up. I think it's kedai to say Avinu also with Kavana. Avinu, my Tata, Malkeinu, our King. Slach lanu, harim ken yisrael mecha. Not to swallow the first two words. It's also amazing. The first two words that I say are tremendous. Avinu, you can cannot stop there. Say Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Then you go. Hatzvach lanu Yeshua b'karoy. To me, you should say Avinu. Tate Malkeinu. Hat Shabbos machlan Yeshua b'karim. But Avinu Malkeinu, I'd ask a hara to say Avinu Malkeinu b'kavana. Not just to run to the Hatz machlan Yeshua b'karim, say Avinu Malkeinu b'kavana. Let's bench her, my son. What time is it?